the Pope, and I'm really keen to discuss with him the different issue. The most important is our bilateral relation and the message of Lebanon in the Middle East. And this coalition of community in our society is very important. As you know, the message of the Vatican is this kind of coherence and living together. I would like to stress on this, and we are going to discuss all the events in the region, and this is very important. And most important, the role of the Christian, mainly the Christian and what's going on and their leadership vis-a-vis democracy and freedom.
There has been talk of a possible papal visit to Lebanon. What would that mean for your country, and what weight do people in Lebanon, in the region, give to the Pope's words?
If I may disclose a secret, tomorrow definitely I'm going to rely on an invitation from the President of the Republic to invite him to visit Lebanon, and it will be the visit in itself. It will be an icon, again, from the Vatican towards what Lebanon is passing through and the support that the Vatican is giving to Lebanon.
Pope Benedict and his predecessor, John Paul II, have expressed concern for the Christians in the region who, because of conflict and economic hardship, are leaving, they're emigrating abroad. What does the Christian presence mean to the Middle East?
Just to start from the immigrant, as you are mentioning, all the statistics saying that maybe the other religion, they have relatively more immigration in their communities than the Christian. But this doesn't mean it's a healthy signal, even if it's other than Christian. But we care to preserve and to keep the Christians. It is their land. It is, I believe, we create this kind of harmony and coherence between the Muslim and the Christian. And this is very important. And I believe myself, the key issue here, the key issue is the peace in the Middle East. This is very important. We have to find a way to how we can live in a peacetime with Israel, where really we will not be under any threat anymore, either for Christian or for Muslim. For this reason, we have all together work for the peace, and we have to preserve our community from a further way of more immigrants in the West.
Lebanon and your neighbor Syria have shared a long history, sometimes good, sometimes difficult. In some sense, their destinies are intertwined. How concerned are you about what is happening across the border and what it might mean for Lebanon?
Lebanon and Syria enjoying a long historical relation. And moreover, we have this kind of a geographical issue. What is happening in Syria definitely has a direct effect on Lebanon. For this reason, what I'm trying to do myself as Prime Minister of Lebanon, to shy away from anything going on in Syria as much as I can, and trying really to isolate Lebanon from this issue. Our position in the Security Council was to dissociate ourselves from anything related to Syria. We are following this in the Arab League, and I would tell you frankly, yes, we think about it, we are worried, but I'm sure, and I am betting on the wisdom of Lebanese to try to avoid any consequences on the Lebanese scene.
Pope Benedict has upheld, and you yourself have spoken of it, as Lebanon being a model of coexistence. This Pope has also spoken of it as being a vocation for the Middle East and the whole world, as a sign of the real possibility of constructive and peaceful coexistence among people. Do you think that the current regional unrest and the internal political divisions in Lebanon could pose a risk to this balance?
Not at all. Things done through thousands of years and the history, the heritage itself, had the weight more than any event or any future accident. I believe, as I mentioned, this model we have to preserve. No wise Lebanese accept to make any damage for this model. And we are preserving this. This will be part of my visit to express our attachment to this model, and we have to keep it forever.
This is a delicate time for your government. You have said that you would resign if your cabinet fails to approve funding of the Special Tribunal for Lebanon investigating the assassination in 2005 of former Prime Minister Rafik Hariri. And you've urged those opposing the funding, mainly Hezbollah, the Amal movement, and the Free Patriotic Movement, to consider the funding of the tribunal as an insurance policy against the storms in the region. What do you mean by insurance policy?
As you know, what I'm saying, it's not an objective in itself. It is a mean toward really trying to avoid any consequences of not honoring our obligation and respecting international resolution on Lebanon. That's first. Second, today, finally, we are trying to find justice. Does anybody imagine that any wise Lebanese accept to try to eliminate this justice? So for this reason, I am pushing in order to really to protect and to save Lebanon from any damage out of not, of refusing to honor our contribution in funding this tribunal. So this is, in fact, it's clear for me. It's very clear even what I'm saying to my objective is to maintain justice and that Lebanon will not be selective in choosing the international resolution. The international resolution should be completely honored. We have a few resolutions related to Lebanon. We respect all resolution and we have to keep respecting this. This it will be to the interest and benefit of Lebanon.
What do you think will happen on November 30th?
We'll wait. Whatever happening on November 30th, Thursday, 1st of December, it will be another day. And that's life. We have to see. Myself, as I mentioned, I have to work hard to protect Lebanon, and I'm pushing hard that we have to adopt this through the constitution and the establishment of the Council of Ministers. So hopefully it will pass, and if not, we will see what kind of position I want to take.
You have spoken of a sense of the nation of Lebanon, of the importance of the nation. Some Lebanese with whom I've spoken in the past have said what needs to be done in Lebanon is to instill in the young people a sense of that nationhood, a pride and a sense of civic responsibility that perhaps is lacking in a system which they call based on families, clans, regional interests, and faith. Could more be done in that area?
I believe, first, we cannot do anything before having a permanent stability in Lebanon and in the region. What you are saying is exactly true. Today we have always a kind of a sectarian clash, family, things like this, tribal even. So what I believe myself, we have to create a stability, a permanent stability, in order to start to work hard to create this kind of a nation mood on Lebanese generation. And here I can say it exists. All the young people, all the young generations are really believing in their nation, believing in the wealth, in the activities of Lebanon, and this heritage that we are giving them as a model, as we mentioned at the beginning of this conversation, as a model. And I am sure the day we create stability, all new generation will be back to Lebanon and work all hard towards Lebanon that we know it will be a beacon for in all domains in the whole Middle East.